Hello, I'm Luke Mordew.
I'm Bradley Alexander.
And you're listening to At The Movies with Luke Mordew.
And Bradley Alexander.
Yeah. Last week we spoke about Black Swan.
I spoke about...
I don't know, some shit probably. What did you speak about last week?
You spoke about Black Swan.
I spoke about Black Swan.
I spoke about...
Hangover.
Yeah, Hangover.
You spoke about The Hangover.
The Hangover.
And the films we chosen was Looper and Total Recall.
Uh-huh.
And the films that we spoke about were Trust and... What was your one again?
I can't remember.
You are rubbish.
You're
Lonely,
rubbish.
Lovely Bones, weren't it?
Lovely Bone. No, that was the week before.
Oh my God, we are
What was my love film? Was it my love film?
This week, we're going to talk about Right, Bradley, what was your chosen film for this week? What is your fresh film?
My fresh film is 12 Monkeys.
Yeah?
So I'm Bruce Willis, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Sunbird. And Christopher Plummer.
Yeah.
Mm.
Tell me more about... Come on, tell me about 12 Monkeys then.
Well, the cast is dreamy. Bruce Willis and Brad Pitt in one movie, come on.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. You have the handsomeness. One will hug you, or the other one will fight for you.
Mm.
Yeah. Tell me then, were you just...
Sorry, I'm thinking about the sex.
What sex?
Bruce Willis and Brad Pitt.
Oh, right, brilliant. Okay, continue.
And me.
Right, enough of that.
It's... Right. So it's set in the year 2035,
mm-hmm.
where 99% of the human race has been wiped out by, like, a plague.
Uh-huh.
The disease.
Uh-huh.
And it's scientists have invented a way of time travel. And then they want to go back to find out what caused it. They have a theory that it's this organization called the 12 Monkey Army,
uh-huh.
which is like an underground revolutionary army. And they think they were the ones that released this chemical plague on the world.
Yeah.
So what they do is, Bruce Willis is a convict, and to get him a pardon, they send him back to like research and try and find out what happened, basically. And I should say everyone in the future lives underground. By the way, that the Earth's surface
is
infected. No one can go up there. It's just ruled by animals. No. They send him back. Brad Pitt plays this guy in the past who's like a main character.
Yeah.
I
love how this is the worst sum up of a movie I've ever had in my life. Brad Pitt's the guy who's a main character. Bruce Willis is still bold.
He is bold, isn't
he? He lives underground. He's like a little mole. Come on, tell me about it. What did you think about it?
I thought it was good. I thought it was very good.
You put no effort into this week's podcast.
No, I am.
It was good.
I'm trying to sum it up without giving too much away.
It is a confusing movie.
The first time, I don't want to say too much and then them go, oh, well, I didn't want to know that.
Yeah, it's a movie that you think, I don't know what I can say without giving it away.
The woman in it, I can't remember her name, but the woman who plays one of the main characters in the past, she's... She starts off as Bruce Willis's psychiatrist, because obviously when he goes back and he's like, I'm from the future and
they think
you're
he's nuts.
Die, they all think he's nuts, so they lock him up in a mental institution.
Uh-huh.
And then...
menstrual institution.
And
we must stop this at once.
When he goes, they lock him up, but then he goes back to the future, he gets like warped back.
Bruce, we gotta go back to the future!
So yeah, that happens. When he first goes back, he goes back to the year 1990, when he was meant to go back to the year 1996, like a month before the plague was released.
Mm-hmm.
He goes back to 1990, that's when he first meets the doctor. And then when he goes back again, he meets the doctor again.
But she hasn't aged a day.
But she hasn't aged a day in 6 years. And neither's Brad Pitt, really, except he's growing a rocking ponytail.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you reckon they filmed them? I was thinking about this last night. Do you reckon that ponytail was a wig? or they filmed the beginning of the movie last.
I don't know. I'm probably going to assume it was probably a wig, but they could have done that. Yeah, I've known that to happen before. They have done it that way before.
But the movie was based on a 1962 French movie called, I can't pronounce it properly.
Well, mon guerre.
It's called Le Jetty or something. So yeah, it was based on that.
Is it this week? Is that, no. This week? This week? Is that 12? No?
I don't know. I didn't do French.
Neither did I, clearly. I think you did like one lesson. Oh well, I was trying to be funny and intelligent by saying 12 in French and then monkey in French and just like, oh, it's so witty, look at it with intelligent ways. But I can't speak French.
What facts do I know about this movie? The name 12 Monkeys came from a novel.
Which was called what?
12 Monkeys.
Was it based on the novel?
No, it wasn't based on the novel. It was based on a 1962 French movie.
But they just took the name from a novel,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm. Well, in the
book... This is my story, Twilight. What's it about? Terminator 5.
in the book 12 Monkeys, it's about these... Basically, the 12 Monkeys... I don't want to say too much without giving it away. Because if I say something that happens after halfway through the movie, it kind of gives away the beginning a bit.
I think, from now on, you should pick much simpler films to discuss.
I should just stick...
Leave the complex ones to me.
I should stick to How High.
Yeah, think that. Next time...
Soul Plane.
Next time is Baby Boy starring Snoop Dogg.
No, so yeah. What else do I know about it? Yeah, it's about it, really.
Fucking hell, that was the worst. I hope the listeners of this are going, what the fuck is he talking about?
Well, I hope they are, because it might make one to go out and watch the movie.
Well, because you couldn't explain it?
Yeah.
It must be crazy. It must be intense. It must be mind-blowing.
I thought it was quite good.
Yeah, it's a good film.
Good film.
Directed by, what's his name? You just watched it. Who directed it? His name's gone out of my head.
Is it Frank something?
No, I don't think so.
Jenny from the Block?
Yes, that's his wife.
I do know that
He done The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Oh, did he?
And he also done, Tideland. But he does very, very strange movies. Jerry Gilliam,
that's it. He did the Fisher King as well, didn't he?
Never heard of that.
No, actually making that up, that is actually a movie.
I've never heard of it.
Well, congratulations, you never filmed it. No.
Bruce Willis went for the part.
Brilliant.
That's how we knew who Bruce Willis was.
Oh, I see.
And he actually got Bruce Willis to be in the movie because, and this is going to sound a bit stupid, he loved Bruce Willis's intensity and emotion in the scene from Die Hard when he's talking about his wife and pulling glass out of his foot. Apparently he loved Bruce Willis in that one scene. That's why he really...
Oh, that's not stupid. I think that's a good thing.
I've really seen it. It's just weird that you'd go to like quite a serious movie like 12 Monkeys. Where did he get that part? Because of Die Hard.
That's true. But then, yeah, well, yeah.
He, what you call it? He was also... He never wanted to use any of... Bruce Willis's cliche stereotypes that Bruce Willis is always is in movies.
He's always wearing a wig the whole time.
Yeah. No, like his Bruce Willis, he has proper blue eyes, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And his blue eyes always stick out in all movies, and the director didn't want that at all. He didn't want you to be able to notice his eyes. You know?
Fair enough.
Because he didn't want it to be like starring Bruce Willis. He just wanted it to be like 12 Monkeys, like sort of thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I completely agree. I understand that completely. Fair enough. My movie is...
I'm not finished on my movie yet.
What have you got to say about that fucking movie now? It was alright. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was monkeys. There's no monkeys in the film, though. I was very disappointed.
There is monkeys in the film.
There is monkeys in the film. Where are the monkeys in the film?
Monkeys in the film.
I am sick of 12 Monkeys now. You've put me off the film. I liked it. Now I hate it.
Even if you don't like monkeys, just go out and watch it.
It's a good movie, right? My film is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, bracket, 2011, close bracket. starring Rooney Mara and Daniel Craig. Directed by David Fincher, the legend behind Fight Club, behind, not Memento, it's Christopher Nolan, behind Fight Club, behind Seven, behind The Social Network, which is a cool, it's a different kind of movie to the other ones. But these are the movies that he's directed, and he's absolutely bloody brilliant. He's a brilliant director. When I saw the Girl with Dragon Tattoo trailer, I was something about it. I was like, I love it. This is just my kind of movie. It looks fucking brilliant. It looks so well done. It looks cool. It looks sexy. It looks sleek. It looks dark.
I remember you didn't like it when it came out. When they announced it, you kept going, why are you fucking doing one? Why don't you just leave the original one?
Yeah, but yeah, when they first announced it, not when I saw the trailers and everything.
I hate you.
Brilliant. Yeah, when I found out David, when Hollywood first said they were going to do, like I said, like I've already said before that I hate this whole like, Hollywood, but it doesn't annoy me when I'm like, why are you releasing your own version of a movie? Why don't you just, what's wrong with the one that they've made? What's wrong with that? But, it's not a remake of the original, it's just another version on the book. If the Girl with Dragon Tattoo, the Swedish version, was an original movie, then it would be justifiable, as in, like, it's a remake. But it's not a remake. People who call it remakes are so ignorant. Like, what are you talking about? It's not a remake. It's just another version of the book. David Fincher, the second I found out he was on board, I was like, this is going to be good, man. And I saw the trailer, and I was like, it's brilliant. I love how different it is to the original. I want to call it the original, because it's the first film, the Swedish film. It's what's it called? It's very different to the Swedish film, but at the same time, it's very similar. It's got a lot of the same heart because obviously it's the same bloody book. But I think it's brilliant. It was brilliantly acted. I much prefer Rooney Mara's girl. I think she's amazing. She's incredible. She had that such little innocence in her eyes and like that little. She looked so innocent and so helpless, but at the same time, she looked like if she looked at you in the right way, you'd die. That sort of thing, you know what I mean? Like, she was perfect combination. It was incredible. The commitment as well. Do you know, in all the piercings in that she got, she actually got done. She got her nipple pierced, she got her eyebrows pierced, got every piercing done.
I read about this on Facebook the other day.
She actually got it all done, and that is ridiculous commitment. I think that's incredible commitment. And it really paid off. It really paid off. She's absolutely amazing in it. Daniel Craig as well. Daniel Craig gained a lot of weight for the role, because Daniel Craig was getting fit for Skyfall. But he wanted to lose it because he didn't want to be James Bond playing a journalist. He wanted to be, I'm a journalist. A journalist wouldn't have like a six pack in that. A journalist would be like, do you know what I mean? They won't have time for all that. They're too busy going around doing journalism. And so I think that's a lot of commitment too. And I think that's a brilliant. I love that it was still based in Sweden. They didn't base it in America, which I thought they were going to do. But it's still based in Sweden. And it was essentially, it was the exact same story. They just spoke English.
So the books in that are these Swedish books?
Swedish books. That's why the original was Swedish in that. It's a Swedish story. And they kept it completely there. But how weird is this? Mikael is the main character by Daniel Craig, yeah? The original actor, right, is acted by, I want to say, Arashnis or something like that, but I forgot his name. The original guy in the first one, not the original. His daughter works in a coffee shop, and they were filming the new one in the coffee shop, and she was like, oh, my dad was in the main character in the original, and they were like, fuck off, what are the odds of that? So they wrote lines in for her, because they thought it was lovely, I thought, oh, that's nice, isn't it?
She lied, her dad's been dead for years.
Turned out she's a crazy bitch. He has no children, he's gay. Yeah, no, I thought the film was absolutely amazingly done. It was so cool. It was perfectly dark. It's fun. The last bit with the Enya music, it was just so incredible. If you haven't seen the film yet, this isn't going to give away anything, but and if you have seen the film, you know what I mean. The bit at the end, when he starts playing the Enya music, and it's such a contrast to what's happening in a scene, and sail away, sail away, sail away with me, it's playing. It's so dark and like, oh, amazing. And that came about because when they were thinking, what songs can we play? Daniel Craig was just listening to his iPod, and he was listening to that. And he goes, what about Enya? And they all went, ha, 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 ha. And then David Fincher went, ha, ha, actually. And that's how it came about. How crazy is that? I love stories like that, where it's just literally mental as that. On the spot, just, why don't we do this?
Isn't Daniel Craig in that band?
What band?
The band.
What band? Daniel Craig and the Three Musketeers. They're awesome. Yeah. They're still hot right now. They're probably haven't heard of them. You will do it next year, though. Trust me. I'm gonna go mainstream. But
I'll stop listening to them
because they'll be like, but I love it. But David Fincher doesn't like doing sequels. He doesn't do sequels. And But the thing, to be honest, David Fincher, if you're listening, which you're not, but it's just more for my benefit, right? Oh, I don't like doing... See, you're an amazing director. I'm not dismissing you at all. You're brilliant, yeah? But if they go... But if you don't like doing sequels and that, I don't want to do sequels and that, yeah? Yeah, okay, cool. Well, don't do the first one of a trilogy then. Do you know what I mean? Then what are you doing, you idiot? Why would you do that and then go, I'm not doing the second two, though? What do you mean? The story's not finished. You wouldn't do half a fucking movie. It's half a story. You've done the first half of the story, yes. But they are going to do The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest. That's the third one. The Girl Who Played a Fire. That's the next one.
Have they done them all in Sweden?
All of Sweden, none. All of but Sweden. In Sweden, the first one was done as a movie, I think, if I remember this rightly. And the second two, The Girl Who Played a Fire and The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest, were really low budget because they were meant to be TV movies. But because the first one did so amazingly well and it blew up so much, they released them in cinemas. But the budget was really low. So I haven't... I've seen a bit of The Girl Who Played a Fire, but I didn't really pay attention to it, to be honest. But apparently it's the best one. But when I looked at it, it just looked like a bunch of court cases. But I wasn't paying attention. I was doing something else at the time and it was just playing in the background. But yeah, I would love him to, because they can all do such a brilliant thing, and I'm sure they all want to get involved with it. It's just whether David Fincher would do it. But the companies are pushing it. They're going to go, yeah, we're going to do it. They're going to do it. But the only problem with it is that the girl with Dragon Tattoo, the one that came out, wasn't very successful. It made a lot of money, but it wasn't very successful in, do you know what I mean? In terms of how much they probably thought it was going to make. It didn't make a lot of money, which is strange. I think people underestimated how good of a film it's going to be. I think it's going to be one of those films that now it's kind of like, oh, yeah, good movie. Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it was pretty good. Where it's going to end up being like, that movie's amazing. Yeah, classic film. You've got to watch that film back in the day. I would say very much so. The Girl with Dragon Tattoo is going to be a corker.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot. I love it.
I love that thing, because I was saying, I was reading that thing about how she got piercings and stuff like that to be in the movie role. There's like loads of other film stars that have done that sort of stuff.
I was reading that as well.
Fucking crazy, isn't it?
Is that why you rented The Pianist?
Huh? Was that I rented The Pianist. I put Pianist on my Love Film ages ago.
Oh, right, because I was talking about it, and you came home about an hour later, and went, I've got The Pianist on Love Film, and I was like...
Oh, no, I put The Pianist down on my Love Film when I first set up the account. It's just come now.
Is this a film you've wanted to watch but never actually got around to watching?
Oh, I've seen The Pianist before.
Oh, right.
But years and years ago.
Yeah.
And I can't remember thinking, oh, it's really good, but I didn't pay much attention to it properly, so I want to sit down and watch it properly all the way through.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've realised I've completely cocked up.
What's that?
What we do, fresh film. Films to see before you die.
I was wondering why you said Girl with a Dragon Tattoo for fresh film. I was thinking...
I thought that I went first.
I didn't want to go, have you made a mistake? And then you go, no.
Yeah, I... Well, The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo is my film to see before you die. Not my fresh film. So now what we're going to have to do is, you're going to have to use your imagination... And pretend that this happens. Pretend that this happens in 5 minutes.
Go on an adventure.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's my film to see before you die.
Right.
I would give it 9.5 out of 10. Just because 10 is like, whoa. I'd give it 9.5 out of 10. I thought it was fucking amazing. I love it. I would say brilliant.
Okay.
Got to see it before you die. What would you give Girl with Dragon Tattoo?
What would I give Girl with a Dragon Tattoo?
Yeah.
I'd give it an 8.5.
8.5. That's a good rating. That's a good rating. Good, yeah. I really liked it.
What about 12 Monkeys? What would you give 12 Monkeys?
7.5.
7.5?
Yeah.
I'd go for a solid 7. A strong 7.
Yeah. I think I was being... yeah, 7. I was trying to be nice.
It's one of them movies. It is good.
I'm not a big fan of Terry Gilliam, to be honest. Terry Gilliam. Well, he fucks his name. No, I find his movies a bit too weird. Watch Tideland and you'll be put off too.
Oh.
It's what the fuck is happening. Mm. That kind of thing. Yeah. I don't want to see no little girl kissing some 20-year-old man. It's weird.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Not like... but,
oh, my God, what is that?
That's my impression of a paedophile. But, Okay, yeah. All right, well, what's your film to see before you die?
My film? Well, I don't know what yours is going to be, but mine's a good one. Aviator.
The Aviator?
The Aviator,
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You actually find out what mine is. Mine's a treat. It involves a dragon, that's all I'm going to say. Remember, use your imagination.
Right, well, yeah, The Aviator.
I've never seen it.
Have you not seen it?
I know, I need to see it, but I haven't seen it.
It's one of the movies. He's very good acting in it.
Oh, of course. He's a brilliant actor. Brilliant, brilliant actor.
It's very good. You just get really lost. You get really into the story of him and, like, his life and his downfall. Like, how he gets so big and then he's so messed up in the head, really.
What's it about?
It's about... Well,
he really likes sunglasses.
No, he's a pioneer in the airplane and flight industry. Mm-hmm. He's got like loads of revolutionary ideas about designs of airplanes and how to fly, and he's one of the ones that first came up with the idea of a commercial airline, because back then planes were just, you know, you could fit like 3 people in them. You couldn't really, there was no like as good as Spain on holiday sort of plane.
Yeah.
When's
this based, sorry?
This is based in, I think it's loosely based around the 1920s.
I don't think it's loosely based. It's factually based somewhere. It's loosely based where this happened.
Because I can't remember. Oh, right. It's based in like the
1920s. Loosely based in the 1800s.
King Arthur's there. He gets sent back in time.
They fly through a portal. Right, carry on.
It's based in like the 1920s, like the early 1900s, and but yeah, he's got I can't remember what it's called, like a, you know, like an OCD, like with germs and stuff like that, where it becomes so bad that he can't leave a room or anything, like he can't go to the toilet,
right? Yeah,
or anything, like, and no one's allowed to have any contact with him. But during all of this, like, the proper downfall is when he's meant to be on the top of like his profession. He's coming up with this big commercial plane that can take off and land in sea.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just really good. It's one of the movies you just got to watch it. It's one of the movies you do have to watch it before you die. Before you.
Yeah, do you know what?
What's that?
I refuse to walk out of cinemas, yeah? I will always see the film to the end, just to see how it goes, yeah? The Aviator is the only film I've ever walked out on.
You walked out on it?
I was about 15, with about 20 people, and we were all about 14, 15. I think that's when it came out in like 2005. Everyone was like, should we go? Oh, this is boring, should we leave? And then we're like, yeah, all right. Now, I assume that I would love it. But at the time, I wasn't appreciating it because I was too busy about getting with the girl beside me.
I can imagine you liking it.
Yeah, back then, I wasn't really giving things a time of day, though. Like that.
It's not really a movie for kids, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I can imagine not. I don't even know why we went to fucking see it, to be honest.
It's quite a grown-up movie. Yeah. Probably you were with teenage girls and they saw Leonardo DiCaprio and went, oh my God, we've got to go see that.
That's true. Yeah. Alright, well, what'd you give it out of 10? I can't rate because I don't...
I'd give it an 8.
An 8?
I'd give it an 8.
I need to see this film. I'm gonna see that. You got me intrigued by it. Not 12 Monkeys, but this one, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And it's all based on a true story as well.
Yeah, I got that. The fact that you were telling me facts. Well, apart from the loosely based around 1800s where King Arthur apparently is. He stopped Jack the Ripper, you know. But
slayed him.
Okay. Well, now we've got to use our imagination and go back in time. Oh, my fresh film was Real Steel.
Oh,
that's what I watched during the week.
Because we haven't talked about our films we must watch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, later on I'll talk about Dragon Tattoo. Use your imagination. But at the minute, I'm going to talk about Real Steel. Real Steel. I thought, because you told me, you really thought, like, meh, and I thought, yeah, alright, fuck it. Sat down and watched it, and I just thought I'd give it a little watch. I really liked it. It is a typical Hollywood blockbuster movie, yeah. I wouldn't say it is, actually, because it had the heart of a Hollywood blockbuster movie, but it had a sort of, I think it had like this extra little layer of sort of, had a gritty bit of a nuss to it, that just made it feel a bit more like, less cheesy in that.
And I liked it. I really enjoyed it. And Tia afterwards said she got a really like warm feeling afterwards. She felt, I just felt so happy after that finished. Mm. And I was like, yeah, it was good. I knew exactly what was going to fucking happen.
Yeah,
but it was good. And I also I like better give away the ending. What an idiot! But yeah, no, I liked it a lot. I thought it was really good. I like Hugh Jackman as well. I think Hugh Jackman's just
he's all right.
Fair enough. I like Hugh Jackman, but I wish he'd play. I don't think he's ever going to get a chance to actually be an actor. He's always going to be just playing roles where he's like, "Durr," because he's too like, "I am man, I will save you." Do you know what I mean?
He's in Les Mis.
A good point.
That's coming out.
I think
that'll be.
I don't know, like, really. Maybe, yeah, hopefully that'll be the game changer for him. Because I think he has a lot of potential to be very good.
I haven't seen The Australian, but apparently he's meant to be really good in that.
That's true, yeah.
He was in the musical Oklahoma, the movie version as well.
Yeah, they're all about just like big movies and that. But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I liked Real Steel. I'd give it a 7. Because I'm not going to rush out and get it. I'm not going to buy it on DVD. But it was good. I'm not annoyed I watched it. I wasn't bored throughout it. I was interested. I was there. I was going, "Hit him, you bloody bastard," and stuff like that. I was into it. I liked it. I can imagine it being very good to see at the cinemas. Or an HD and Blu-ray. But we don't have HD or Blu-ray. We didn't get paid to say that, by the way. I'm just saying.
Did you not get paid again?
No. What?
You didn't get paid?
What do you mean? From work?
Yeah.
Why would I just start randomly talking about that during work?
I thought
during
you said, podcast? "Oh, we didn't get paid again today."
No, I said, "We don't get paid to say that, by the way."
Oh, right.
Why would I just randomly start ranting about my work? Oh, pissing me off at work, you know. Roostill, fuck it. Right, yeah. And my film to see before you die is a girl with dragon tattoo. Now imagine.
I didn't say anything. What was my rating for Real Steel?
Oh, what was your rating for Real Steel?
6.
Cool.
Right, now continue. Luke, what's your film for the theme I see before you die?
Girl with dragon tattoo.
I love you doing the movements to get back in time myself.
And that's why I love Girl with Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, right.
I think it's really good.
Yeah.
I give it a 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what would you give it?
I give it a 9. No, did I give it a 9?
You gave it an 8.5.
I gave it an 8.5.
I like it more than I did 10 minutes ago.
I've had time to think about it now.
You sold it to me. I love it now. I really liked it. Now I love it. But,
right.
Yeah. What's your future film, Bradley?
Right, future film.
Yeah.
Is, I had it earlier on as well. I saw a trailer for a movie and I thought, oh, I really want to watch that. I'll talk about that in the podcast. And it's totally slipped my mind. What's yours?
My future film is called, a little film called Cosmopolis. I always want to call it Cosmopolitan, so I had to get it up on the screen to find out what it's called. You can't just pick one from the screen. You can't just go on apple.com.
No, it might be there. The one that I saw earlier on.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Bradley's right now just going through apple.com/trailers. If you need any, if you want to see any trailers for any movies that we talk about, you don't want to go on YouTube, go on www.apple.com/trailers. And they always have all the new trailers, and they're always... very good quality.
I remember it now.
Oh, go on then.
Dread.
I knew you were going to say Dread. The second I saw it on the screen, I knew you were going to pick that fucking movie.
No, I saw the trailer.
It looks terrible, I think.
No, I'm quite optimistic about it.
Yeah?
Because it's, what you call it, it's based on a comic book.
Cool. That's always done well. That's never fucked up.
No, but I like comics. And...
cool.
And it's, what you call it, the original one with Sylvester Stallone and all of that. It was just typical cliche 90s action movie.
How fucking dare you?
Whereas this one's more based on the comic book. It's a bit more. It's meant to be a bit more darker and.
And in this one, he doesn't take his helmet off.
No.
Sylvester did.
He never did in the comic book.
Yeah.
It's more of a. Not that I'm like going, oh, Dread, like, oh, like. I don't know why I'm doing that, going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't make that.
Oh, you muscly
don't
bastard.
Do that action, especially with the actual. Carry on.
But no, I just want to see how it comes out. Because it's always good to see how, like, it's a comic book or a book, and then it turns into a movie. Like, they did it terribly the first time round, but at least they're kind of ignoring that.
Well, Sly Stallone was a legend.
I'm sorry, but Rob Schneider's in that movie. What movie has ever been good with Rob Schneider in it?
Hey, no, you're right. It's
exactly.
Never... He is the kiss of death.
The only thing he's ever been good at is, go, Nicky, bite his freaking head off and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I just want to know what it turns out like.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting it to be a fucking blockbuster where it's...
Well, yeah, it's going to be a blockbuster.
I don't think it will. I don't think it's going to do great in the cinemas.
I think it'll be a big blockbuster.
Really?
It'll be in the top three. Mm. It'll be advertised like a mother. Everyone knows what Judge Dredd is.
Only because of Sly Stallone.
Everyone knows what it is still. Everyone knows what Total Recall is as well. I love how you're like,
but it's not going to be a great movie, so why would it be in the top three of the charts?
Well,
the
I don't think it would be in the top
three. The top three of the charts are always the worst movies. The higher it is, anywhere. The worse the movie normally.
I haven't seen it advertised anywhere apart from...
Yeah, it's not coming out
trailers.
For a while yet.
Hasn't it?
Yeah, no, man. They've been coming out like Christmas time.
Christmas
You haven't seen Rise of the Guardians advertised anywhere, have you? The Rise of the Guardians will probably be the biggest Christmas film... In the past 5 years.
I did see that trailer the other day.
It does look good, doesn't it?
I hate
movies like that.
Yeah, but Hugh Jackman
I like the idea of it. I've been thinking, I like that idea.
The Easter kangaroo. I'm a bunny.
Yeah, I like the idea. What's that one with John C. Reilly as well? Where he's in a...
I can't remember what it is, but he's an arcade game.
Yeah, he's an arcade game, and he doesn't want to be a villain anymore in an arcade game. And when he goes to the AA meeting... And he's there with Bowser from Mario and the little ghosts from Pac-Man. Yeah. And they're all just sat in like an AA meeting about being villains. And I thought, that looks brilliant. I really love that. It looks really funny.
Mm.
But my future film is Cosmopolis, starring Robin Patterson. I've been... Robin Patterson gets a lot of hate. But I don't think he gets a lot of hate because he's not talented or because he's annoying, because he's not really an annoying person. He's really shy, quiet person. You can't really get annoyed by shy, quiet people unless you're trying to have a conversation with them.
Mm.
I think it's just Twilight. But he knows Twilight's annoying. Watch him in interviews. That guy knows that Twilight's fucking bullshit. You could tell. He signed up for it. It blew up like that. And he thought, shit. But it's worked in his... It's going to work in his favour. Because I think he's quickly going to move on to something else. He's not going to be remembered as a guy from Twilight. Once Twilight's out of the way, I reckon in about 5 years' time, him being Edward Cullen would be forgotten about. It'll be brought up every now and then. But I don't think it's going to be a big thing.
Yeah. I don't hate Robert Pattinson. I like Robert Pattinson. I just hate Edward Cullen.
Edward Cullen's a tosser.
I think it's...
Making girl standards... Why does it make girls' standards so high? Because he's a bit creepy. If I was a girl and this girl's like, I want to eat you, I'd be like, what the fuck? And then he was like, I just love you so much that I would die without you. Calm down,
yeah, but
intense.
As a guy, if I was at that school, Bella would freak me out a little bit.
Oh, I think I'd fancy Bella.
She's a bit weird though, isn't she?
Mm. Yeah. I can imagine when she's getting banged that she doesn't scream or anything. She just goes, Do you know what I mean?
But I can she just looks at you and bites her lip and just goes...
I can imagine she's a bit breathy. You know?
Mm.
Mm. They're fine. Come on. Reward me with... Let me know how well I'm doing. Alright. But don't exaggerate a little bit. But not so much where it's like you're taking the piss. But Alice, though, I bet she... Right, anyway. I don't know what I'm talking about Twilight sex lives. But What's it called?
I reckon she gets banged by Chinese guy.
Brilliant. I think, what Chinese guy?
Chinese guy in Twilight.
It's not Chinese guy in Twilight.
Top Chinese guy in Twilight.
Who?
They're friends.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know, they're the group of friends. Yeah, the Chinese guy.
He is. I thought you meant the Native Americans then. That's again, Bradley, are you really...
Jacob. The
Chinese looking one. Jacob, you know. Some people say that Twilight's racist. I don't think Twilight's racist. Sure, there was one black character and he was killed off straight away. But it's fine. No, there's another black character and he's with friends of the Chinese guy.
Yeah.
Bella's not racist. She has many minorities as friends. Vampires, werewolves, blacks. No, that was a joke.
But would there be a lot of black people in a place like that?
Probably not, to be fair.
To be fair.
That's a valid reason, yeah. No one's actually ever said it's racist. I just literally just noticed it myself.
If you was to go to an area like that, I'd
I would be very surprised.
You wouldn't see it.
I'd be surprised to see a Chinese guy, but there he is.
Well, you know.
He's the whitest Chinese guy I've ever seen in my life, though.
Yeah.
He's like, Bella!
Every town needs a Chinese restaurant.
This podcast has turned horribly wrong.
Well, no. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're only messing about. Everyone knows we're only messing about, of course. Robert Pattinson. I think Robert Pattinson's going to be absolutely brilliant. I think he looks really good in it. He looks awesome. I think it looks like a very good movie. I think he's a very good actor. He proved himself for What for Elephants. He proved himself for Remember Me. This one's very different because he's still kind of playing a broody, handsome young guy. But in this one, he's playing a moody, aggressive, handsome young guy.
Yeah, I really want to see him in Bellamy.
Oh yeah.
I know he's playing that character again, like he's like the handsome guy that gets all the women and all of that.
Yeah.
But there's something about it just looks really good, and I think he'll be really good in that as well.
I think he's a very good actor. I think he's going to transition from Twilight quite well. I think so. I think he's going to go more of the route of cool roles and that, and Kristen Stewart's going to go more blockbustery kind of role. Mm. Although she's done a few independent films, and they're doing quite good as well. She always plays quite an awkward person, but she is quite an awkward person. But every time she plays them well. They fit. Do you know what I mean? Like a Snow White and the Huntsman. It wasn't a great film, but I can imagine if there was a big like strong American actress in it, like yeah, I'm Snow White, it wouldn't have had the same effect. Snow White was quite a delicate little flower, and I kind of liked how much of a delicate little flower she was. But.
Delicate little flower.
Yeah, I like that analogy. But yeah, that's my future film, Cosmopolis. That I think has already come out in the UK, actually. I haven't seen it yet, and that's one I want to watch. So, what's the film? What's going to be your fresh film next week?
I've run out of new DVDs to watch. And the problem is my love film is The Pianist, but I've seen The Pianist before, so that's going to be... The Pianist next week will probably be my film to watch before you die.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to choose as my fresh film. I might have to go out and rent one.
What do you choose?
I tell you what, my fresh film for next week will be Crazy Stupid Love. Because I haven't seen that yet, and I've been meaning to see it.
Ryan Gosling is a dreamboat.
I love Steve Carell as well.
Steve Carell's very good.
I think he gets undermined as a bit of a sexual bastard as well, Steve Carell. I'd have a bit of him.
Yeah, he's a bit of a player. Bit of a player.
He's got a bit of a rocking bod.
That's brilliant. My fresh film is going to be Finding a Friend for the End of the World. Also starring Steve Carell.
Is that out yet?
It comes out today.
Oh.
Or was it yesterday? I think it's today. It comes out today. Finding a Friend for the End of the World. Starring Steve Carell and Keira Knightley. About the world's going to end. And they become friends and they're going to go on a road trip.
Mm.
But I've got high hopes for that. No, because everyone... I'll never read YouTube comments. YouTube fucking people are wankers, man. They just hate people. But they're like, yeah, oh, in the story. They're going to get together and that. And it's stupid because, like, she's so much older than him. And I was like, well, no, I don't think they're going to. I think it's going to be a story about friendship. Hence the title, Finding a Friend for the End of the World. Whether the world ends at the end of it, I don't know. But, yeah, I like it. I'm very looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good movie. So that's my fresh film for next week.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's been At the Movies today. Apologise if it feels a bit scatty today. In my mind, it feels a bit scatty today. Mainly because I cocked up so many times. And you made the terrible, terrible little story at the beginning about 12 monkeys.
I think people are going to want to go and watch it.
But, yeah. Yeah,
fair enough. Very well.
Yeah, I think you did a brilliant job there. Okay. Well, until next week.
Okay, well, bye.
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 Why?
Bye.
Why?
Bye.
Hello.
See you next week, Elise.
We have more than that. More people listen.
How do you know?
Huh?
How do you know?
I have an email.
An email saying what?
So you guys are awesome. From Anonymous.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, then I said, just joking, it's Elise. Bye.
Bye.